views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Listening to the Psychic Professors Show, the Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes. This hit call-in show will answer any questions you have about spiritual communication through on-air readings and spirit artistry. Get ready to receive breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten your life. To say this show is educational is an understatement. Dr. Susan is the medium through which spirit communication occurs and fills the canvas of your life.
And welcome to the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes. And in today's show, we're going to be talking about what do you do when you want to become a medium. And my guest today is Judy Galsik, and I will welcome her in a moment. So as we join the show, just know that for the next hour, we will help you experience the voices of spirit. Each week on Psychic Professor Show, we will have some of the most knowledgeable spiritual voices here to answer your questions. And we will be taking questions today, so you can call us, and the phone number is 800-930-2819. And with that, I'm going to welcome Judy onto the show. Judy?
Thank you, Susan. I'm so happy to be here with you. It's my first radio talk show, so I am so excited about the opportunity of the experience. So thank you, Susan.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how you discovered that you were a medium?
Okay. Well, how I discovered, or basically when I defined, I guess is a might be a better word for it. I knew all through growing up that I could sense spirits. I felt as if I could sense spirits, you know, like in different rooms of my house. And that started in my early teen years. And I remember as a child having a very vivid imagination. And then I also remember as a child a near-death experience with drowning. And it seemed like, you know, those were just normal, average, you know, things that everybody experiences. And then throughout life, I could always, and I'll put it in quotations, read people or know what they really meant when they were saying something. I was very intuitive and I could feel their feelings. And then in 2008, I, with my two best friends, decided that we were going to visit Lilydale. We had heard about the spiritualist community, heard about mediumship, and psychic abilities, and we were so curious. So we gave each other a trip to Lilydale for Mother's Day, and I received my first reading, at Lilydale. And at that time, during the reading, the medium had asked me, "Do you realize that you are a medium?" And I just kind of, you know, shook, "Oh, okay," you know. But that is really when I began to explore what this meant and reach out and try and figure this out. And I've been on a spiritual journey ever since then. With 2008 being my 10th year of practicing, searching, learning, and just my curiosity just never is fulfilled. But that's where my journey began, Susan.
But, you know, it's really interesting, Judy, because I have seen many similarities between the way you work with your mediumship and healing and the way I work. And now I see that there's also some similarities in our background, because I kind of had a similar thing happen to me. And it was me first going to Lilydale that introduced me to spiritualism. And then I went back and joined a spiritualist church and started developing there. So that's very interesting that there's so many coincidences there. I was going to ask you. Yeah.
No, was just going to say, we oftentimes come together and share and find out so much about one another that is very similar. It brings us together, you know, it bonds us together.
Yes, you're right. Now, once you realized that you were a medium and you began to research it, where did you start to train and to develop it?
Well, for a number of years, I took workshops at Lilydale. Only two or three every summer. And then I would read books, because I live about 2 hours away from Lilydale. But I would read every book that I would come across. I was so blessed with my very first reading at Lilydale, because the medium, who was Jesse First, gave me a list of 6 books to read. As part of my reading, she says, you need to read this book, you need to read this book, you need to read this book. And every book she told me to read, I read, and it led me to another book. But it wasn't until, I believe it was October of 2013, and I went to see a medium at a mall not too far from where I live, well, an hour. And that medium said to me right away, she said, do you realize you are a medium? And I said, you know, I've been told that before, but... And she said to me, I want you to join me in my development circle. She said, I believe that this is what you should be doing. So I pondered it for a while, and then I decided I was going to make it my New Year's resolution. And in 2014, I began full force, move forward journey in developing as a healer first. But once I began working and serving as a healer, spirit just began to allow the messages to flow through me, and my mediumship awakened, is what I say. But again, that was pretty steady. That was weekly. I think it's so important to be part of a group. Yes, you can develop on your own, but you need to be with like-minded individuals. That's where you will grow the most. And four years ago, I made a commitment to Friday night class at Lilydale. And in the last 3 years, I have studied with Dr. Judith Rochester every Friday night, give or take a few, depending on the weather. But that is really when my mediumship began to open.
Yes, that's a wonderful story. And I think that it's really important what you said about trying to be with like-minded people, especially when you're trying to start out. But you know what? With the technology today, I'm finding that people are being attracted to me now, and I can reach them through Zoom and online.
That's wonderful.
Through different types of programs.
Yes.
Yeah. And I have to tell you, I have a group that's working on trance, and I met with them last night, and we actually got a whole bunch of physical phenomena occurring through Zoom. And I was able to videotape it because Zoom has a videotape function.
Which that is just remarkable. Yeah. And again, it's that gathering of like-minded souls. So it doesn't matter if there's distance between you. It's your intention when you gather together. So that's absolutely remarkable.
Yeah. And I think there are more people that are starting to do Zoom sessions. So if anyone wants to develop their mediumship, I'm going to probably start another group soon. They can just come to my website, you know, www.spiritartgallery.net. I haven't upgraded it with that information yet, but they can find my contact information and people can just email me. So, yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of new ways that people who want to develop can develop. And I know you've also gone to some other places.
Yes, I have. I have been so fortunate. I have had the opportunity to study with Brian Robertson and Simon James, Mavis Patilla from England, Tony Stockwell from England, just to name a few, and yourself, Susan. You know, I learn so much from you when I get together with you also. I have found that what you are looking for, what you are seeking, will be brought to you. It's incredible. So all you have to do is put that intention out there, and the universe will open those doors and allow that to come to you. And I just see it work all the time. I feel so incredibly blessed to be on this journey and to be open to receive what Spirit would have me to have next on my journey. I can't impress upon everyone enough the importance of a daily practice. And I didn't.
Hold that for a second, because we have to go on a break a minute. And I think, when we come back, we'll talk about daily practices. And you're listening to The Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll explore more about how to develop yourself as a medium. So stay tuned.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Your happiness is your choice on Natural Peace Radio. Follow Sarah Van Rieswijk as she addresses the power of emotions. Each month, Sarah covers different topics as she helps listeners activate their energetic spark and create powerful energy and amazing opportunities. Manifest your desires with Natural Peace Radio. For more information on Sarah and her work, visit naturalpeaceliving.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
And we're back on the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes. But before we continue, I want to make sure that everybody knows you can call in your questions, and the number is 800-930-2819. And this show is sponsored by the Spirit Art Gallery, www.spiritartgallery.net. My guest today is Judy Gausick, and we have been talking about developing your mediumship. Now, where we left off was going to be talking about your daily practice. And Judy, I think you had some things to say about that.
I did. I can't stress enough the importance of a daily practice. And I had to learn that myself. I think I had mentioned earlier, this is my third year studying with Dr. Judith Rochester. And on April 1st of 2016, she said something, and it hit me just so profoundly. And I carry the quote with me to this day. And I have it up in my meditation room, and I have it in all my books, so I don't forget. But she said to me, "Move away from states of soul awareness to spirit in all things. When we go it alone, we reinstate our state of separation. Seek higher ground to express goodness. We have constant support, constant harmony, and guidance in our life. Commune with spirit. Pray to God, our universal God." And for some reason, more than it, obviously, Spirit was talking to me and saying that this is what you need to do. But I had such a hard time getting my mind around the concept of move from states of soul awareness to spirit in all things. Because I work full time, and I always said to myself, I will leave this separate from my work, from my job. This is what I do on the side. And I need to keep that separate. I need to keep those boundaries up there. But that wasn't what Judith was saying. So I was having a hard time thinking, how am I going to move from having that separate to realizing spirit in all things? Not just being aware of spirit at particular times when we request or we ask. And the answer came to me through another lesson that Judith taught us, and that was your daily practice. How important is it to have a daily practice? And you don't have to define the daily practice. The daily practice for you might be a walk through the woods and listening to spirit, listening to nature around you. My daily practice consists of devotions and cards and setting in meditation. But it was when I took on that daily practice that everything began to speed up. All of a sudden, I was realizing spirit in all things. I was realizing that I wasn't separate from spirit. And I didn't need to go it alone because spirit was there with me at all times. Now, with a daily practice, I think it's so important to have a sacred place. It's really funny because when I first set up my sacred place, I remember I would walk through the door and I would sit down and I would take my deep breaths and I would begin my meditation and I would say, okay, Spirit, I'm here. And now that my sacred space, I feel spirit the minute I walk through the door, because this is the place. It's like spirit's waiting for me. I joke and I say, hey, hello, I'm here. But showing up at the same place at the same time, following that routine, which will change. That routine will evolve as you grow. You may be with one book of daily devotions for 6 months, and then spirit may bring another book, or, you know, another website, or another set of cards into your awareness, because that's where spirit wants you to grow next. But showing up every day and spending that time with spirit is incredible. And it is when you just begin to blossom. You really blossom. I'm sure you can attest to that, Susan.
Yes, my daily ritual is a little bit different, but yeah, it's true. But the other thing with that is, yes, setting your intention. And if you set your intention and you sit down with spirit, then spirit also starts to give you messages on how you should be developing. Have you experienced that?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. During your meditation, you may be shown a new way of doing things. Or, again, you may be, the next thing you know, you're made aware of a book that spirit wants you to read that may lead you on the next step of your journey. The meditation part is extremely important. I know that I had been able to take a class with Andy Bing, and he strongly feels that your mediumship can progress, but to the fullest that it may be, comes with the practice of meditation. He can't express that enough. I also think that giving thanks as part of your daily practice is, I want to say it's definitely not required. It just automatically happens. And I'm sure you found that to be true too, Susan. We feel so blessed when we sit in the presence of spirit.
Well, yes. And I think you'll know that when I usually do an opening prayer, I always tell them how grateful I am for everything and all the blessings that they give me every day. And you have
absolutely.
To. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, it's an important thing. But I also wanted to say that the meditation and the quieting of the mind is what you really need to be able to do to communicate with spirit. And that, for some people, is very, very difficult. Turning off that chatter that we continually hear in our minds all day long and just being quiet and not trying to think about anything at all, and letting those spirit messages pop into your mind.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. When I began meditation, I'm not sure that I could make it a full minute. And I think that there are different aids that help with meditation. Like if you have a difficult time quieting that mind, then try music. Use music for your meditation. I know that music really began my journey with meditation. Sitting in that quiet was something, it's a skill. It is something that you have to, what's the word I'm looking for? You have to work up to, I think. I remember that when, for years I was able to meditate, and the majority of the time I did do it with music. And then I studied with Brian Robertson and Simon James, and they introduced me to sitting in the power. And sitting in the power was a practice of sitting in complete silence. No words, no guided meditation, no music, nothing. And I remember at the beginning of that training, I said, oh, my goodness, am I going to make it? I'm trying to stay focused. that was something that I hadn't practiced prior to that class. By the end of that week, sitting in the power, sitting in the quiet was so powerful. And it allowed me to be introduced to some of my higher guides that I had never met before. So meditation not only brings about, it recedes your busy mind, but it also brings emotional stress relief, muscle tension dissolves, and it allows your soul to emerge. We can't encourage enough the practice of meditation in our daily practice.
Yes, and I have to just say that sitting in the power, there actually is a wonderful CD that was created by Glenn Edwards, who unfortunately passed away about a year ago, but it is an amazing one to get you started for sitting in the power. And sitting in the power has a different feeling to it than just doing regular meditation. But also the meditation. Yeah, I use meditation tapes. I have these tapes that simulate sitting in a monastery with monks for hours and hours doing meditation. So that's very much part of my daily ritual, is listening to these sounds that help to activate both sides of my brain. So that's part of my practice here.
I love that. And, you know, Susan, I think one important thing to stress to anybody out there contemplating, you know, a daily practice or contemplating meditation is it is just like the principles of spiritualism. One of the principles being we affirm the divine right of individuals to seek the truth within their own hearts. It is the same way with your daily practice. Do what feeds your soul. Mavis Patilla once said in a workshop that I attended of hers, she said, "My soul and I are at peace with this thought." That's another piece of paper that I carry with me all the time. What resonates with your soul will lead you on your soul's journey. And it's completely different for everyone. You'll attend one workshop and you'll learn one thing, and you'll attend another workshop and you'll learn another thing. But you'll take all of those things collectively and you will pick what resonates with your soul and you will grow from there.
And let's hold that thought about communicating with your soul. And when we come back, we'll talk about ways that people can get involved with other like-minded people so that they can develop their own mediumship. You're listening to The Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes, and we're going on break.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
On the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes. And if you have a question to ask about developing your mediumship, you can call us at 800-930-2819. And my guest today is Judy Gausick. And welcome back, Judy. And we'll continue with our conversation.
Thank you, Susan.
Now, I know in the process of this, you've probably explored many different places and many different ways to try to develop your mediumship. Why don't you share some of those with us?
Okay. So to begin my development of mediumship, I actually, again, happened upon a medium who gave me a reading and invited me to a development circle. That's one way. I mean, I was fortunate that that happened that way. But there's other ways to find ways to connect with those like-minded people. I, of course, have gone to Lilydale for years. You know, that's a two-hour commute for me. But again, that personal commitment to doing that and that wanting to grow is what has allowed me to grow. But I have also gone to Janet Nohavak's church in New Jersey. That is where I have seen Brian Robertson, Simon James. I also attended the Omega Institute for Holistic Studies just north of New York City, and that's where I was able to study with Tony Stockwell. But again, great names come to Lilydale, and workshops are offered all throughout the summer for their summer program at Lilydale. They're now even offering winter sessions. But again, I live 2 hours away from Lilydale, and right now we're in the midst of many, many, many blizzards, and I can't make it there. I absolutely love, Susan, the opportunity that you have given to me to sit, with you and practice transmediumship online in a Zoom room. Okay. And we've seen amazing results, and you spoke about them, earlier tonight also with your other group that you have. I think another wonderful way is put out your intention. Look on Facebook for groups that may be meeting in your area. Oftentimes, we feel as if we're alone because we don't speak about it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, yes.
I recently, or this past fall, I had a psychic fair at my farm in very rural Pennsylvania. I had people come to the psychic farm that I had absolutely no idea that they had an interest and a longing for the same kind of conversations that I had. So there we go. There are like-minded people out there amongst us. And because we're not, you know, putting it out there or speaking a lot about it or speaking about it enough, we think we're without those people. So that's a wonderful way to connect. If you have any events going on in your area, like a local spiritualist church may be offering classes, I would check with that spiritualist church. More and more, as you said earlier, is being done via the web. The internet has been able to connect us with individuals all around the world. It's just absolutely incredible. And it's so interesting, Susan, you can vouch for this. When we do something online, like you and I, that same presence is there as if we were sitting across from one another. It's amazing.
That's so true. That's so true. But I also wanted to add that a lot of the British mediums are also doing workshop at various places. The spiritualist churches are a good way to find them, and sometimes a metaphysical bookstore also will have programs where you can meet like-minded people. But what's been amazing to me is I've had two people come to me and say, oh, I studied with Robin Hodgson, who is a British medium, who I've also worked with, and they started with him, and it was very strange because they were in two different parts of the U.S. because he does some programs around the United States. And they also have this thing called the International Federation of Spiritualists, which this year is having their conference in New York State, in upstate New York. And that's another way to do it. You go and you can spend a week studying mediumship and being with like-minded people. And it's a wonderful type of event because you all eat together and you're together for the whole week. So it's a truly, truly wonderful, wonderful experience. But there are other places like that too. I mean, you can go to Arthur Findlay College for a week. There are other places in England that have mediumship classes for a week or so. And they're popping up around places, and it's becoming much more available, especially as the afterlife research becomes more popular. Mm. So you've mentioned mm-hmm. some really good ways in which to connect with people.
Yeah, because, you know, I have to say there is an amazing spark of curiosity that gets ignited when we embark upon our personal spiritual journey of self-discovery. And the more that we grow, it seems, the more the spark grows, more the excitement grows. And when you're away from it, you almost feel as if you're thirsty again. You're longing for that togetherness again. It's so good for the soul. I can't say enough. It feeds your soul. How about it, Susan?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And then that personal journey and finding the meaning with your life. I mean, I think that's the whole reason or the whole meaning behind spiritualism and mediumship. Oftentimes, mediumship or spiritualism, we think that, you know, we're concerned with death and sharing that continuity of life. But really, it is primarily concerned with life itself. When you become involved with spiritualism and or mediumship and or spiritual healing, Reiki, whatever it is where it leads you to one a life of service to all mankind, I can't even begin to tell you how much fuller, richer, and meaningful your life is. I oftentimes say, I can remember someone asking me, why do you want to do this? What is it about it? And the first thing that came to my mind is, I feel as if I live a magical life because everything is magical. So it seems everything is amazing. Everything happens in divine timing. Everything is a divine plan. And I believe that we hold the key to peace on earth. If we can share what we feel with that spiritual connection, to our higher self, I mean, we could make big changes in the world. I think that's why it was at Gandhi that said, be the change that you want to see in the world. We have it. We know it.
Yes. And, it is wonderful with that. When you start to live a more spiritual life, things start to work more in your favor, and you'll notice that, spirit will guide you in different ways, and there'll be all kinds of synchronicity that occurs within your life. And it does. It creates a calmness, I think, too, for you as an individual. Mm-hmm. And we're about to get ready to go on to break, another break. And we are talking to Judy Galsik, and we've been talking about developing mediumship and what happens with that. If you do have any questions or comments, you can call us at 800-930-2819. And we'll be back in a few moments.
Hi there, this is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio. If you've listened to the show, you know I talk a lot about listening to your body. Here's the deal. Listening to your body takes quieting your mind, and I want to teach you how. Actually, we're going to start right now. Take a deep breath, a truly deep breath, all the way to the top of your inhale, and then exhaling to the very bottom of your belly, breathing. Feeding your body the oxygen and fuel it needs. This is the first step in listening to your body. There's more, but it's so easy. I want to share a quick meditation with you to help you instantly reconnect with yourself and listen to your body. Simply go to audreymichelle.com/tips and download it for free today. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled michelle.com/tips.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called, to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
And we're back on the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes. And my guest today is Judy Galsik. And we are talking about what happens when you're developing as a medium and some tips on how you might be able to start yourself. And so far, let me just go over things. We've talked about the importance of having your own daily meditation type of routine that can help you to develop. And we've talked about different places that you can go look for classes, including online. And so now we're going to talk a little bit more about practicing mediumship. Where can you go to practice your mediumship?
Well, there's all kinds of different places, believe it or not. I want to back up just for a minute and go back to that daily practice. Because sometimes what really helped me grow as far as believing and faith and watching things unfold was the practice of journaling also, okay? Like, for example, if I had sat in meditation and Spirit showed me something or gave me something during meditation, if I wrote that down in my journal, and then I saw it unfold a couple days later. I mean, I was elated because, oh my goodness, this is really, really working. It's really true. It's really, I'm really connecting. So, journaling and writing down things and watching things come to pass, or expressing your feelings or your intuitions, your gut feelings that you have to other people when you get them, and then watching yourself receive validation that those things are correct, it just begins that growth process. And then from there, giving messages to other individuals can happen between friends. It can happen between people gathering together in a circle. It can happen together in workshops or in a class. Something really neat that I have seen more recently with Facebook is finding a group to participate in where you can practice mediumship. I love it. And I have actually sat in on a couple different groups, and there's literally people from all over the world. I don't know if you have a practice group, Susan, but I know that there are other mediums out there that are running small groups on Zoom. And then they are allowing individuals to give messages to other individuals that are participating in the Zoom room.
Well, what happened was I've been doing it on the SNUI, which is the Spiritualist National Union International. And that's where I've been running my groups for 5 years. But now I really like the Zoom software a lot better. So I'm starting to switch over to running circles on Zoom for helping people. So yes, starting to do that. But yeah, it's a good thing to do. So there are lots of places you can find ways to give messages to other people. But one thing I wanted to say is that there also is some etiquette, and maybe we'll talk about this a little bit. There's also some etiquette to mediumship. So it is a good idea to get trained with someone who is familiar with the ins and outs of it. For example, if you watch the Long Island medium, in the beginning, she was walking up to people in supermarkets, giving them messages, and that generally is not acceptable. I mean, you just don't walk up to a stranger and say, "Hi, I'm a medium. I have a message for you." Monica, the medium, was also doing that. You usually have to ask their permission first. You would say, do you mind getting a message? In fact, even in public message services in the Dale and other places, they always do ask the person, is it okay for me to give you a message? So what types things have you learned?
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I had the opportunity to take a class with Lisa Williams, and many of us know Lisa Williams from her television shows. And Lisa always reminded us in class, what you see on television is edited. Always remember that, okay? We would study different clips or YouTube videos of different shots from her television shows, and she would explain to us, that was done for television. That was done for television, So that isn't the way. I couldn't agree with you more. You need to gain their permission that it's okay for you to come to them, because maybe they're not prepared for that. Maybe they're not ready for that. I know that I've had different individuals come to me for readings, and a spirit has come through, and the sitter was not ready to hear from that spirit that was becoming present. And when they said, no, I don't want to hear from that person, we have to honor that,
Absolutely.
And our messages that we bring to individuals should be for their highest and best. And of course, spirit dictates that when the messages are coming through. Spirit, God knows exactly what they need to hear when they sit across from us.
Oh, I was going to say, the other thing that I do when that happens is that I do tell people that generally if their mother or their father or their uncle or whoever it is that they don't want to hear from is coming through, it's generally because they want to apologize.
Absolutely. And they may not want to hear from them, but actually the words that are coming through from that spirit are what are probably needed to allow that sitter to heal. And that's what it's all about. Messages are about healing and expressing love. That's why they come.
Yes,
so you're absolutely right.
And I think that that's a very important point, that with this mediumship, it's not about, psychic work is telling people about, okay, your job and your life and things like that. But mediumship is really about healing. It's about trying to bridge the spirit world and the human world and bring messages back and forth. And sometimes they heal the spirits as well. It's not just the people.
Right. Right. They need to apologize, or they need to say something that they didn't take the time to say while they were on the earth plane. I couldn't agree with you more. And, when we started our conversation earlier tonight, spiritualism and mediumship, oftentimes we think, it's about those in the spirit world, but it's about life, and it's about making your life better. It's allowing your soul to grow, heal, be nurtured, whatever it is that the soul needs for evolution on this side, on the earth plane.
Yes.
So that's why we do what we do.
And I think that that's a really great way to end the show today. Because it is. It's about healing. It's about love. It's about really finding the positive things in life. And I've heard it before, people say that spiritualism is not about communicating with the dead. It's about really helping you live a more spiritual life. And thank you very much, Judy, for your words of wisdom that you have shared with us today. Just a reminder, if you need to get in touch with me or you want to try to get in touch with Judy, you can contact me through the Spirit Art Gallery at www.spiritartgallery.net. And you've been listening to the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes. So I will say goodbye till next week.
You've been listening to the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes, the Voices of Spirit Radio. Dr. Barnes' deep knowledge of spiritual issues provides an hour of lively talk and discussion about everything from historical facts to transcommunication. To download this show or any past shows, or to learn more about Dr. Susan and her spirit-inspired art, visit spiritartgallery.net.